Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Three news stories, but you only hear about one, and Raven picks which one it is. You ready for your options, Raven?
Give it to me.
Puppy stolen by creepy clown has been found safe.
Well, at least it has a nice ending.
Number two, teacher resigns after losing it and calling his class idiots. And number three, woman continues to receive packages that she didn't buy.
All right, let me go with packages. I love the idea of actually Christmas showing up every day at my doorstop and not knowing what it is.
Right? You would think that.
Yeah, no, I love that.
I'm glad you picked this one because initially I'm like, what is this lady complaining about?
Right.
It's like, to me, it sounds like a dream come true. Like, you get packages and they tell you they don't want them back, just keep them.
Remember there was like a whole industry built on you buy a mystery box and it's like returnable items from other stores. I mean, to me, that's the same thing. You didn't even have to pay for it.
Yes, but this woman says that she gets between 15 and 20 pairs of shoes, but there's a problem with all these shoes.
Okay. They're really funny. I mean, they're really, really, really tacky. Between 15 and 20 pairs of shoes, yeah. I am frustrated with this situation because it keeps repeating itself. They don't want the shoes back, and I don't want them either.
We do the nice thing. Donate those shoes.
What's about to say?
Come on.
What's
15 to 20
deal?
Pairs? How often is that? If that's once a week, like, that's a big deal.
She has been over the course of the year. Every few, like, weeks, she just keeps getting these more shoes. And they posted pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she thinks they're tacky.
Yeah, you like some of them.
I was like, oh, those white boots? I just bought a pair of, like, a pantsuit that those would look awesome with.
If the size is right, you'll give it a shot.
Well,
right?
the size isn't right, because this is what she said.
That's the thing.
Wouldn't it be nice if they shipped size 11 Birkenstocks?
No, nobody's sending
oh my
a size
gosh.
11 Birkenstock.
Size 11s, right. Nobody
Relax.
Knew that Sasquatch lived there. What's going on?
Raven, that's not nice.
I'm serious. I mean, I wear an 11 and a half. That's a brute.
This happened to Danielle, my best friend Danielle.
Nah.
But it was a little bit different. She ordered these rag and bone shoes, two pairs of shoes
okay.
to deliver to her house.
Yeah.
And they were expensive shoes. They were like $200 each or something like that.
Sure.
So they get delivered to her house and she gets them and she's looking at them and whatever. And she puts them to the side. The next day, the same thing comes.
Same shoes.
Same shoes. Another pair of them.
Right.
5 days in a row.
Come on.
The same two pair of shoes show up at her house. Now, her husband, Charlie, loses his mind.
Right, because he's like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
What is happening
Doesn't
here? But she
believe
checks the
her.
Cards,
yeah,
right?
And the cards keep getting charged. They're being charged every day for these shoes.
Oh, that's a problem.
Over and over.
That's
and
a
over.
Problem, then. I mean, if they were just doing a shipping error, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I've got lots of shoes for, I got shoes for days.
No, and then she had to go back to FedEx with 12 pairs of shoes.
And look like a crazy person.
To return them all.
Yeah.
Do you ever have anything shipped to your house that didn't belong to you?
Oh, God, I have this knife, this like scuba action knife that's like wrapped in paracord and good for like three atmospheres. It's like James Bond got into a dagger fight.
Mm.
I have no idea why it showed up at my house. Different address. Nobody that anybody knows on the street. Might be one of the top three coolest things that I own.
You just kept it. You didn't even try to return it.
Well, you know, if somebody breaks in and they want to have some sort of underwater battle, they've
you're
come
good.
To the wrong house.
Yeah, you're good.
They've
you're
come covered. To the wrong house. They're looking for trouble in the wrong place.